You're listening to SBS News.
If it's true, it could cost the Australian economy billions of dollars a year. An alleged coal ban on $14 billion of Australian coal exports is the latest in the ongoing trade dispute between Australia and China. However, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says if it is a ban, it would be a breach of the World Trade Organization's rules. Mr. Morrison says he is looking for answers and will be treating the matter as media speculation in the meantime.
We take official information from the Chinese government, and so that's what we're seeking clarification of, and that those reports have not been clarified by the Chinese government. So until we're in a position to have that clarified, then we can only treat these as media speculation in the Chinese state-owned media.
National Chinese state-owned newspaper The Global Times has appeared to confirm that China's government has blocked Australian coal imports. It reported that China's top economic planner had approved power plants to import coal without clearance restrictions from several countries, however, not from Australia. Mr. Morrison said such a move could create a lose-lose situation for both countries, forcing the Australian mining sector into economic turmoil, while China sources poor quality coal from other countries. Federal Trade Minister Simon Birmingham describes the reports as deeply disturbing, saying the easiest way out for China is to make it clear that the reports are untrue.
Our government is very, very concerned that these reports in Chinese state-owned media about alleged meetings of largely Chinese state-owned companies suggesting that they would in some way boycott and discriminate against Australian product going into China could constitute a breach of China's commitments to the globe in terms of their membership of the World Trade Organization, in which they are committed to operating in accordance with good market principles.
Coal imports have faced an unofficial ban from China since October, with reports of bulk carriers carrying Australian coal still stranded offshore. The Global Times report also triggered a plunge in shares of Australian coal miners on Tuesday morning earlier in the year. A China consumer boycott of Australian goods saw industries hit by tariffs and severe disruptions in agricultural and resource exports. Both Trade Minister Simon Birmingham and Federal Defence Minister Linda Reynolds have tried multiple times to get in touch with their Chinese counterparts. Ms. Reynolds says offers to talk are being made consistently.
Would welcome the opportunity to have a discussion by telephone, but ultimately that is a matter for our counterparts in China. The Australian government is more than willing to engage in those conversations, and we look forward to that opportunity.
Coal was Australia's third biggest export to China in 2018 to 2019, behind iron ore and natural gas. Australia supplies 60% of China's iron ore, which has been spared punishment because there are no easily available alternative suppliers. This is something former Resources Minister Senator Matt Canavan thinks Australia should retaliate with. He says the one product Australia can respond with is iron ore, and that the government should consider imposing a levy on exports. As Australia's largest trading partner, the two-way trade record between China and Australia reached $252 billion in 2019 and accounted for 27.4% of Australia's trade with the world. By some estimates, commodity markets exposed to China trade tensions are worth $19 billion. Labor's agriculture spokesman Ed Husic says the government needs to get relations right.
We do need to get out of the federal coalition a game plan to get us out of this. Again, a lot of jobs and a lot of money riding on this, and we do need to see definite plans from the government on how to resolve this. I think we've recognised for quite some time the value of a strong bilateral relationship with China, but as has been evidenced lately, it's not working. It has broken down. It does require diplomacy to sort this out, and mind you, it's a two-way street as well. People in China need to be willing to work on the relationship as much as we are.
Mr. Morrison says if a perception emerges that there is conflation between political issues and a trade relationship, that can create uncertainty for many other trading partners. Mr. Birmingham has warned that the Australian government is close to taking action against China with the World Trade Organization.